Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You guys have headlines?
Yes, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. The big headline at Schnucks this week: no scratch paper, no problem. Use the new shopping list feature on the Schnucks Rewards app and simplify shopping. Yes, yes.
Is your first headline about that guy from Storage Wars dying? Because
he's back from he's the modern day Lazarus. He's doing great.
He came walking out of a storage locker.
Yeah, by the way,
stay away from that story.
If I'm Lazarus and I've been dead for 3 days and you bring me back, especially if I've been chilling in heaven for 3 days.
Not happy.
No. I got to come back to Earth. I just went through all this and now you're bringing me back because my sisters can't stop crying. Get over it. All right. AOC has suffered some social media blowback by criticizing a photo of a GOP politician who is actually a Democrat.
Oopsie.
One of her tweets seemed to backfire when she said, "GOP, let's post our older male members next to cardboard cutouts of young female legislators." Her tweet included a post from the Republican Party of Kentucky. However, the politician pictured was Democratic Rep. John Yarmuth of Kentucky, not a Republican, as she claimed. She got roasted on Twitter all day.
She handled it great.
Nope, she deleted the tweet and pretended that it didn't happen.
Good for her.
Have you guys seen the rumors that Cindy McCain is going to back Joe Biden in 2020?
Cindy. That's the wife?
The wife.
Okay. Yeah. Megan's the daughter. Probably will do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, she tweeted yesterday, "Joe Biden is a wonderful man and dear friend of the McCain family. However, I have no intention of getting involved in presidential politics."
Hmm. Oh, can you imagine? That'll be the headline on CNN and MSNBC for a week.
I have a question
Cindy
for
Cindy McCain were to endorse a Democrat, and that means nothing. Literally nothing.
Here's a question for you. Maybe it's just that I've not been that political in my life prior to having a radio show, but I didn't know that much about policy. I couldn't really tell you the difference between Democrats and Republicans when I was even in my 30s. I just went with like, oh, I like this guy. I feel good about this guy. Mm-hmm. Kind of the who do you want to have a beer with test.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think with the 24/7 news cycle and talk radio and the whole bit that there are less and less people like that? Or do most people still make their decision based on like a Cindy McCain? I know Joe Biden. I like Joe Biden. Trump's an ass.
I still think that's a lot of people. But maybe their reason for... Okay. This might be parsing it out a little bit too finely. But I think a lot of people make up their mind in 60 seconds or less. So for whatever reason that is, whether you like the cut of their jib... or you saw a sound bite that you liked, or somebody told you that this was the person that was pro whatever policy you're partial to, and then that's it. Then that's your person. And it takes a whole lot to sway that. I think that there are people that make those decisions based on just gut reaction. Then there are people who like, all right, I'm going to go and I'm going to research where each candidate stands on the policies, and I'm going to find the right person for me. Maybe they do an internet test that says, which candidate do you most line up with? And you take a 5-question test, and it tells you who to vote for. I think that's way more people than people who really look into it.
Rachel, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's all, as far as the Cindy McCains of the world, I think it's all a confirmation bias thing. So if you were already leaning towards hating Trump and going with Biden, and then the Cindys of the world come out and say it, then it just gives you an opportunity to be like, see, look, this.
But I do think that this is why, if I were in charge of the Democrat Party, I would run Biden, because Democrats are going to vote for him. They're not going to vote for him against Trump. And there are many, many people like Cindy McCain who would just say, policies be damned. Biden's so sweet. Trump's so mean.
Yeah.
That's why I would run him.
Well, we'll see if
but
he makes
won't.
It.
But they won't. They won't. It's too smart.
He won't win?
No, like, they won't run him.
He won't be the nominee?
No.
Harry on Twitter actually says that he thinks Michelle is going to end up being the Democratic nominee. And he brings up a good point. Why hasn't Obama endorsed Joe?
She could walk in with whatever the cutoff is.
Yeah.
60 days. She could walk in on the 60th day. I agree with him.
She's not going to go against Trump. She's waiting. She will run, but she's not going to run now.
I mean, Biden really
should have... They don't want to fight. The Obamas just don't want to get into that. They don't want to be in that fight. And she will, like you said, oh my God, she will be the darling of the world when she decides she's going to go. But I don't think it's going
to
be this time.
Isn't that crazy that just to be a human being that knows they could be president?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I absolutely think she could.
Oh, I totally agree.
And Tony makes a good point, though, that they may not want to get into the poop throwing.
Yeah, they're not.
That would be.
Yeah, they have the time. Yeah, they're not 78. You know, she's not old like Bernie and Joe, and they've got time.
I hadn't thought of that. I don't know why.
Okay, this can be my final story here. McDonald's customers are slamming soggy, eco-friendly straws, saying paper straws and milkshakes don't go together.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm using my first one right here. Our company's very eco-minded. I hate it.
I hate paper straws, too, and I try to look out for the environment as much as possible, but
really
I bought
gross.
Some. It's disgusting. It's like drinking through a
wet
roll of paper, which is what it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yuck. Wait, really gross. Is there any wax on it or anything? No?
I think there's some, but it
gets wet
not
pretty quick.
Cutting it. No.
Yeah.
Is that the same one you've had all day?
No, it's my third.
Oh, how is that better?
Well, because they keep getting real gross.
Yeah, they fall apart.
No. I just mean, how is that better than manufacturing plastic
right.
straws?
Yeah, yeah.
Or we could just not use straws. I think we were doing fine without them for thousands of years.
I like straws.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.